Welcome to the world of Mark's Money Mind. I am your host, Mark Troutman, CFP. This educational, personal finance show combines money lessons, timely topics, personal stories, and community wisdom to help listeners and viewers master their finances to enjoy a stress-free life of financial freedom. Hey, everyone. Welcome to this week's show. I am recording out at sea. So we will see how this publication works. This is my test to see if I will be able to successfully podcast while I am out on my travels. So I am currently on a Silver Sea cruise ship. We have left Santorini. We are passing through the Aegean Sea and into the Adriatic Sea. The reason I'm looking to my right is because I have a map on the wall. We are headed to Corfu. That is our next stop. So I wanted to talk about memory dividends. So my daughter brought up to me a conversation that I've had many years in the past about my experience on the island of Santorini. And this goes back 38 years now. I had visited that island for the first and only time 38 years ago on a trip. I was joined by some friends in college. I was taking a semester abroad in England, and we went to Athens. We went to the local travel corridor, I guess you would say, and just asked, hey, what would be a great place to go visit? And they said, this island Santorini is pretty neat, and I can get you a pretty inexpensive flight there. And it was a puddle jumper. It's a pretty quick flight. I think it was maybe a half an hour on this small plane. And we said, oh, that sounds cool. We don't really have an agenda. We'll figure it out once we get there. So I've told this story to my daughter quite a few times, and I always wanted to bring her back to that island. And I want to tell you about that experience. So this memory dividend I had from 38 years ago went like this. We flew from Athens to Santorini. We landed on this small runway at the time. I believe it's an international airport now. I'm not sure if it was the size it is now back then, but it appeared, or my memory recollection was that it was a small airport. We were on a small puddle jumper plane. There was only a handful of us. I would say maybe 10 people in the plane. And we were joking because the pilots had an English manual between them, and we could see the pilots. It was a very small plane, it was an open cockpit, and the English manual was upside down. So we were kind of, and they were speaking Greek, and we tried to speak English to them, and their English was not great. So we were thought it was funny that our pilots were flying using an English manual that was upside down in the little holder, and they did not speak much English at all. So of course, we had a kick out of that. When we landed, it was dusk, and we jumped out. We were actually taking a photography class in college at the time, so we were very anxious about taking photographs, and this was in the day of film cameras, no digital cameras at the time. I jumped out of the plane, and I grabbed my camera, and I was taking pictures of this small plane, and we were just joking that we had survived this flight. Of course, it wasn't that crazy of a flight, but it was just comical and everything that was going on. And then these two young individuals, probably 18, came up to us with these kind of Uzi machine guns and were like, give me your camera. And we were like, what? And it was broken English. I didn't quite understand exactly what they were saying. My friend was like, give them the camera. And I was like, oh, but my film, we were just in Athens. We were taking pictures of the Acropolis, and they wanted to take the film out of my camera. I'm like, no, don't. And then they were basically sticking a gun in my face. Of course, they weren't going to do anything, but it was kind of scary. And my friend was like, don't worry. Just give them the film. We were taking the same photos. Don't worry about it. And I was like, oh, man, you know, we had taken all these photos. They were gorgeous shots. But I agreed, probably a good idea. Give them the film. So they took our film. And it took a little while. They took us into this room and kind of, I don't want to say interrogated us, but that's what it felt like. And then eventually they let us go. And here it is, starting to get dark. We had just landed on this island. We had no clue about. There is no Google. There is no way to get an Uber. And we were like, well, now what are we going to do? We had backpacks. There were four of us. We walked out to the edge of the airport and somebody stopped in their car and said, oh, you guys need help. And we're like, well, you know, we need a place to stay tonight. and we don't even really know where we are. We didn't even really have much of a map or anything. We were just going to walk down the road and figure it out. And he's like, jump in my car. My mom has a house that she houses travelers sometimes for a small fee. And we're like, what is that fee? And they said €5 a person. We said, well, that seems pretty reasonable. Okay. So we went to his mom's house and she greeted us, showed us to our rooms, and we were tired. So we just all went to sleep and woke up the next morning to some nice smells in the kitchen. We were like, ooh, this is neat. Let's go down and meet her. And we went downstairs and she had this breakfast laid out and it was awesome. So it was kind of an Airbnb. She's like, well, what are you guys up to? What's your plan? And we're like, well, we really don't have a plan. What do you suggest? And she said, oh, go to this town, Ia. It's spelled OIA. And it's one of the most visited towns on the island today. Very Instagram famous with the white cliff houses and blue church roofs and bells and so forth. And she's like, oh, go to this town. Yeah, it's really neat. My son will give you a ride. And we're like, well, where should we stay? And she's like, well, my other son, it was another relative. I think it was another son. He owns a hotel there and he's closing up for the winter. This was late. I want to say this was in October, maybe early November. They were closing up for the season, but he has this place and you can stay there and he'll be kind of cleaning up and shutting up for the season, but I'm sure he'll put you up. And it's a gorgeous place. And we said, okay, great. So the other son comes, picks us up, brings us to his brother's place, if that's how I recall it. It was a relative of some time. We get there. He brings us downstairs. Gorgeous view. And I'll get to that in a moment because there is a kind of a continuation of this memory dividend that I experienced on this trip that I was able to share with my daughter. So we go to this place. It's gorgeous. Overlooks the caldera, which is the center of Santorini on this cliffside, and the rooms are built into the mountain like cave rooms. And that is how many of the hotels in Ia, spelled OIA, are today. And these are the famous hotels that you see on people's Instagram pages and things like that. And so we were staying at this guy's place and he said, basically he had a number of rooms and he's like, yeah, each one of you can just grab a room and stay wherever you want. I'm going to be cleaning up. We were just sitting there looking out and saying, God, this is gorgeous. And it was not crowded. There weren't many people there. This was at the end of the season. A lot of the shops are closing up. The hotels are closing up. And the funny thing is we were enjoying ourselves at his hotel. And we said, hey, you know, we want to explore the island. How should we do that? And he said, well, I have a friend who has scooters and you can rent those. And these were, if you're familiar with motorcycles and scooters at all, they were Honda Trail 50s, which are cool little mini bikes. You could look it up or maybe I'll stick a link in the show notes. And they were fun. And we rode them all over the island and we met a whole bunch of people. And at the end of a day, we came back and he's like, hey guys, I own a bar at the top of the hill and I need to clean it out for the season. And we're like, oh great, he's going to put us to work. And he's like, no. What I mean is, I need to get rid of the alcohol because if I leave it in there, people may break in and try to consume it over the off season. So I'm going to bring it all down here and have whatever you want. So here we are staying in this. And I think he was also only charging us €5 a night because I think he said, well, what did, you know, his mom or who maybe it was his aunt, what did she charge him? We're like, oh, €5 a night. He's like, yeah, I could do that. So we were paying €5 a night for his place too. And it's gorgeous. And then he brought all this alcohol down. He's like, have as much as you want, whatever you want. I'm going to get rid of it anyway. And it's probably not going to keep over the season. And I may even have to pour it out. So have whatever you want. And it was just this wonderful, wonderful trip that we had. And I have all these super memories of this thing. And I guess I had told the story a number of times to my daughter and I'd always said, I want to take you to this island. It's very cool. And here's my memory of it. So here we are. Yesterday, we got to go to that island and we were walking around Ia, my daughter, myself, Becky and Steven, who are here with me, Becky and Steven Heptig. You may recall Becky was the co-host of the Catching Up to Five podcast. And they're here with me. And I was telling them, I want to try to find this hotel. And I thought it was a needle in a haystack, but Ia is pretty small. And I remember this other thing. So my friend, Jeff Becker, if you're out there listening, long time no see, but this is the story that I'm recollecting with you. This was awesome. We had found this rooftop bell tower, which the island is pretty famous for these bells. And I was saying to Becky, Stephen, and my daughter, oh man, it would be so great if I could find these bells. What we had done is we had climbed up onto the roof of this church. And at the time, of course, you can't do that now. Do not do that. It is completely trespassing and everything. But this was 38 years ago. Things were very different then. There was no one around. We didn't really have to climb too much to get to it. You could walk off the path onto the roof of this church. And we just sat there. We were photography students, and we were sitting there and we were waiting for the sun to go down, because the sun goes down behind the bells and it creates a shadow against this wall. And I recall us sitting there drinking a bottle of wine this guy had given us. And we were just sitting there enjoying the evening until the sun went down, and the bells would then cast a shadow on the wall behind us. And obviously we were taking pictures of the bells as well in the sunset. And I just remember this being such a glorious time. And I am almost 100% positive I found that set of bells when we were here, and I was showing my daughter, and I had forgotten to look at the photograph before we came. So I've taken photos while we were here. And I will go home and see if I can match the picture and see if it is actually the same bell set. But it was right near the hotel that I think is the hotel we stayed at. So it was just neat to share this experience with my daughter and my friends. And that brings me back to memory dividends. You know, we have these experiences in life that are very memorable and create this kind of joy in your lifetime, and you can repeat that. And I like to think of this as, and the title of this show will be Compounding of Memory Dividends. I have now created an additional memory dividend of this same event, or kind of an extension of this event, with my daughter and my friends who are now part of this story from many years ago, 38 years ago, and now they have an element of this story, and I have a new element to this story of sharing this with them. I found this just to be a very wonderful experience to share and create an additional kind of aspect or interest on this memory dividend I've had for decades now. And now I have an additional aspect to that memory dividend that I can enjoy now just with additional people who now are part of that extension of this memory dividend. And I just found it so wonderful. So if you have something like that and you can share it with some friends and family and maybe create additional memories from an old memory, I just found it to be wonderful. And even this morning, my mother is on this ship with us as well. And we had breakfast, and I was talking about doing this podcast and what I was going to talk about, because I don't always know exactly what to talk about on these podcasts. And this one is really winging it. I just thought, hey, this would be a great story to tell. My daughter thought it was interesting to expand upon. Obviously, she will have the recording of this and we can capture it as it happened or has happened. And it's just this wonderful experience that now has evolved into an additional compounding of that memory. So I would encourage you, if you have some special memory from your past that you can relive or add to with friends and family, I think you will experience the joy that I have on this vacation with these wonderful people and have these memory dividends. And that's what we talk about in the kind of the fun bucket, is being able to enjoy the resources you have saved and invested for over the years and create these experiences that give you so much non-monetary return on, I guess you would say. So kind of an investment return in a non-monetary fashion. And it's just been a wonderful, wonderful experience. And I hope to create some more of those experiences going forward here on the rest of our trip. We're really only 2 days into this cruise. We've only made one stop. Today is a sea day. I'm hoping that this recording will work well and go out to all of you. And this will be my, like I said, my first stab at doing this on the road on a ship, because the internet is not great. I did have to upgrade it, but it's still not the fastest in the world. So hopefully this will all work out okay, because this will be my plan when I'm in Bali and I have some more cruises after that. So my hope is that I can do these from the road. So that's the goal here. I'm going to keep this short and sweet so we don't have any issues with uploading this and editing this and so forth. So I did want to make sure I released an episode this week. So this is just talking about memory dividends and how you might be able to create some of these on your own. And that word memory dividends comes from the book Die with Zero, where he talks about the idea of memory dividends extensively, investing in memory dividends. And that is something I have really taken to heart, especially after my wife passed away. I can now have these memory dividends with my daughter. Hopefully she can continue that with her family down the road. Maybe she will take her children or friends to Santorini and further expand on that memory dividend that I've been able to relate to her and now she's a part of. And I wanted to end with this funny joke. They have presentations on the ship, and this was a professor who was talking about Venice, but he was talking about how the Venetians revered, women especially revered themselves with blonde hair, and they would dye their hair or sun bleach it and so forth. So he had kind of a blonde joke, I guess you would say, but it's kind of an interesting story, and I'll relate it to you because it's a money story. And I'll try to recollect this as best I can, but he said there was a blonde woman who went into a bank in New York and asked for a loan. And they said, "What is it that you want to borrow for?" And she said, "I'm going on a trip to Europe, and I would like to borrow $5,000. And they said, "Okay, well, do you have any collateral for this loan?" And she's like, "Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I have a new Rolls Royce outside." And the banker said, "Oh, okay." And he had his assistant check it out to make sure that the title was good, that she didn't owe money on it. And everything came back clear. And they said, "Oh, okay, ma'am, we will give you a loan for $5,000 and we will hold your car as collateral. We will put it in our garage, our vault for vehicles. And when you repay us, we will release the keys and the title back to you." And she said, "Oh, that's great. Thank you." She went on her trip to the Mediterranean and she came back a week or two later and repaid the $5,000 with interest, which was, in his story, was $15. And they said, "Ma'am, we checked you out while you were away, and we don't understand why you would want to borrow $5,000. You're a multimillionaire." And she said, "Look, I live in New York. I have a Rolls Royce. Where else am I going to be able to park my expensive car and not worry about it getting stolen or damaged while I'm on a one-week vacation in Europe for $15. Thank you very much." So I thought that was a pretty funny money story. Got to end Mark's Money Mind with a money story, of course. And of course, this blonde was no dummy by any means. I thought that was a great story. I think I may have heard that before, but it was great to hear it again. And so, yes, you can actually have money lessons on a cruise ship. So it's been fun. It is fun. We're having a great time. And I will also try to publish next week. I will still be on this cruise. So hopefully this goes out on time. I'm able to edit it and post it. And if I'm successful, I will do it again next week. Until then, enjoy your week. And I will see you, or you will hear from me, next week. Have a great week. Thank you for listening to this week's show. Please click follow on your favorite podcast player or subscribe on YouTube to ensure you don't miss any future episodes. Also, please leave a rating and review for the show. This helps improve the ranking and enables other like-minded people find the content in their podcast players. If you would like me to answer a question on the show, please send it to mark@marksmoneymind.com and put podcast question in the subject line. Let me know your first name, or let me know if you would like to remain anonymous, and also your state of residence if you choose. I would also appreciate it if you would recommend this show to friends and family that might benefit from this content. See you next week on the Mark's Money Mind show. Until then, make some, save and invest, live on the rest. And now for the all-important disclaimer. This show is for education and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered investment, tax, or legal advice. Please consult the appropriate advisor or advisors before implementing anything you hear on this show or any other show for that matter. While I fully intend for everything on this show to be true and accurate at the time of each recording, occasionally errors may occur. So please do your own due diligence on anything discussed.